Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 3, the verses 1 to 7. 1 Peter 3, 1 to 7. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then, even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They put their trust in God and accepted the authority of their husbands. For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husbands might do. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. My theme for reflection is side by side on purpose. Side by side by purpose. A friend once said marriage is two people trying to see after you at the same doorway, then realizing it is a revolving door. 1 Peter 3, 1 to 7 invites us to stop bumping shoulders and learn the rhythm. The problem Peter names is not that men and women are unequal, but that our hearts grab cultural scripts, chauvinism, reactionary individualism, image obsession, and then wonder why intimacy cracks. Wives are told to win without a word, not by silence, but by a Godward steadiness. Husbands are told to lead not by volume, but by understanding and honor. Both are asked to relocate their hope from self-management to the Lord. Peter's vision is strikingly countercultural and deeply humane. He affirms equal dignity. Women are heirs with you of the grace of life, and insists that any leadership emptied of tenderness is spiritually costly. Mistreat your wife and your prayers hit the ceiling. He honors the power of a woman's inner life, beauty that does not fade because it is rooted in a gentle and quiet spirit, calm strength anchored in God. He refuses distortions. Submission is not mindlessness, passivity, or acquiescing to sin or abuse. Scripture never asks a woman to endure harm, and the church must protect the vulnerable. Nor is honor a patronizing pat on the head. It is the daily choice of esteem, listening, and shared inheritance. Peter's examples and commands flow from the gospel pattern itself. The Son, equal with the Father, willingly submitted. The Father exalted the Son. Mutual glory, not mutual grasping. How does God resolve our marital stalemates? He gives us Himself. Christ, whose cross forgives our failures. The Spirit, who grows the imperishable. The Word, which restrains our instincts. Wives hope in God and adorn the heart. Husbands study their wives and translate honor into habits. The result is missionary. Unbelieving spouses may be won. Communities see a living parable of the kingdom, and homes become sanctuaries. As Tim Keller puts it, if two spouses each say, "I am going to treat my self-centeredness as the main problem in the marriage," marriage has a future. In other words, holiness is the engine of harmony. Across cultures, this lands with the same grace, dignity over dominance, character over cosmetics, understanding over entitlement. Where fear once dictated, love now leads. Where performance once exhausted, promise now sustains. Where plans once collided, prayer now converges. God is not asking couples to reenact ancient hierarchies. He's asking us to reenact the gospel. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I adopted my culture's script? Control, image, withdrawal, instead of Christ's script, honor, understanding, calm, and strength in my closest relationships. Number two, if God audited my marriage or friendships, would he find a hope in him that frees me to respect, listen, and repent, or a hope in getting my own way? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one honor plus understanding action. Husbands, ask your wife, how would you like me to respond? Fix it, help, or just listen, then follow through. Wives, offer one specific sincere word that affirms your husband's God-given responsibility and gifts. Both, take 5 minutes to pray 1 Peter 3 verse 4 and chapter 3 verse 7 over each other by name. Father, teach us the music of mutual honor. Lord Jesus, who submitted without losing dignity and ruled without losing gentleness, reshape our hearts by your cross. Holy Spirit, grow in us the imperishable beauty that pleases God. Protect the vulnerable, heal what is wounded, and make our homes parables of your kingdom for your glory and our neighbor's good. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.